我在上一次的交通里面。
In my sharing the last time.
我是照着江弟兄的负担讲到那个基督徒的性格。
I was speaking according to the burden of our brother Kong about the character of Christian.
我也试着要追求嘛，就是我们。既然我们弟兄强调那个基督的性格过于恩赐那个重要性的时候，我也愿意说能够多去追求，多去认识。
When our brother was speaking about the character of Christ, I was also seeking to pursue to understand this character of Christ.
但是当我在准备思想的时候呢，我总是没有办法只把这个性格单独的拿出来看。
And as I was pondering on this matter, I cannot justTake this, you know, out, the character of Christ, just take it out and look at it.
对，一个方面，比如说我们讲到谦卑、忍耐，然后怜悯、殷勤，我们一想到性格，我们想到这些方面的性格。
And when we are thinking about character, we will think about, you know, being humble, being able to have patience, to be merciful,
殷勤。
Oh, to be diligent, you know, these are just a few.
对。当我想到这些性格的时候，我们深深的知道说，这些不是一般人讲到的一个道德的修养。
And we know that when we speak about all these the characters, it's not just a moral standard.
所以当我在寻求的时候，我必须要把性格，基督的性格跟基督的生命一定要连在一起。
So when I was seeking, I have to link to relate.Christ's character and his life together.
所以我的题目就变成了生命与性格。
So the topic will become the life and character.
所以弟兄姊妹，我今天不是只讲基督的性格。
So brothers and sisters, I'm not just touching on the character of Christ.
然后今天想要先澄清这件事情，我们希望能够更清楚的理解。
I want to clarify and that we can be able to understand a little more.
没有错，很多时候当我们追求主，让他在我们身上产生了变化。
When we pursue the Lord and He is changing, you know, in us.
然后慢慢的，我们就有基督的这个恩慈，那个基督的忍耐，就在我们身上。发表出来。
And as he's changing us, then slowly, gradually, it will manifest his patience and his loving kindness.
然后我们也发现一些年长的基督徒呢，他们经过长时间跟主的亲近呢，他们这方面的特点好像就能够在那边很稳定的、持续的维持在那里。
And those before us, it's as if because of their closeness to the Lord, that is there. These characters are very stable in them.
但是我们一定要知道这些性格的表现呢，是因为他那个时候呢，在主的生命的源头里面跟主有亲近。
And we have to know that the manifestation of this character is because that during those times they have been very close to the Lord.
对，一方面神的确在我们的弟兄或姊妹身上做了一个深入的工作，让他有基督性格的表现。
Indeed, our Lord has done deep work in a brother or sister in order that they can manifest this.
然后另外我们也知道说，如果这位基督徒他一旦跟主的那个生命源头切断，
And we know that as long as this Christian if it's not that he or she is being is cut off from the source.
那他可以立刻的跌倒，他可以立刻他整个性格。通通没有办法表现出来。
That immediately this character is gone, it cannot be manifested.
所以这是我们在追求主在我们身上塑造性格的时候，我们必须要有的一个深入那个根基的认识。
We have to understand the foundation when we talk about how the Lord is forming His character in us.
我们翻到马太福音第五章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章的第四节。
Verse 4.
哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted.
但我多读两个哈。第三节，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
And verse 3, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
然后比如说第八节，清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Another example, verse 8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我今天想要交通的是哀痛的人有福了。
And today, brothers and sisters, I'm going to share with you, blessed are they that mourn.
马太福音五六七章一般称为登山宝训。
And Matthew 5, 6, and 7 is the Sermon on the Mount.
然后在他的开头的时候呢，他特别讲到八个福气。
And he speaks about eight blessings.
所以这个我们要知道，这个马太的负担呢，就是愿意鼓舞所有信主的人能够做门徒，进入到神所预备的国度。
So Matthew's burden is to encourage those who believe to be disciples to be able to enter into the kingdom.
所以当我们在读到这个虚心、哀痛、温柔、清心等等。
As we read about the poor in spirit, those that mourn and those who are meek and those who are pure in heart.
那我今天呢，是把不管是性格，不管是性情，或是基督徒的品质，我都把它当作一个来看。
And today, whether it's speaking about character or nature or the quality of this a Christian spirit, I'm going to put it together as one.
Yeah. 所以这些因为都是主基督的那个生命的彰显所表现出来的一个性情。
Because this is being expressed as the manifestation of the nature of Christ, the character of Christ.
所以你当这个我们读到这个马太讲到登山宝训的时候。
So when Matthew speaks about the Sermon on the Mount,
他一开始讲到呢，你要得着天国的话，他着重在这个人他所表现的性格。
So to gain the kingdom of heaven, he emphasized on getting just the character.
他不是说你做了什么，然后放下多少的这个代价，然后为主做了什么的工，他不是讲这些。
It's not how much work you have done for the Lord or how much you have given up.
他所集中看到的是这个人他里面性情性格的表现。
So what he's focused on is that the manifestation of the character.
我们刚过了那个中国新年嘛。
We have just Chinese New Year. Yeah.
对，我们小时候贴春联的时候，那个福那个 blessing 那个福一定要倒着贴。
When we put the
就是福 blessing.
Yeah, we'll put the like a character up there, the blessing, and it's upside down.
对，因为倒福倒过来就是福倒，就是中文的那个发音是一样的，倒过来跟 coming 是一样的。
So in Chinese, you know, when the blessing is turned around, you know, it's upside down. It's like the blessing has arrived.
对，我们都希望过一个有福的一年，对不对？
We want to have a kind of a blessed year.
我前日当我读这一段的时候
，So as I was reading this passage a while ago,
我心中有一个感觉。
I have this feeling in my heart.
有些事情我们觉得是有福的事。
Some things we feel, you know, it's a blessing.
但是如果神觉得一件事是有福的话，那肯定是真的有福。
But if God feels this thing is a blessing, then it's indeed a blessing.
对，就是弟兄姊妹想想看，神从他的眼光来看，这个事情是一个有福的事情的话，那肯定是很有福的。
So think about it. If God feels this is a blessed thing, then of course it is blessed.
有时候我们人看可能还看得不是那么准确。
For man to see it's not very accurate.
我们以为有福，结果是大祸。
When we think it's a blessing, it's a curse.
但是神眼光看，他觉得这个是有福的，他那个是真的有福的。
But in the eyes of God, if this is something that is blessed, then it is indeed blessed.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天看到这些，神讲说虚心、哀痛等等，他说这些人是有福的人了。
When God says that those are poor in spirit and those who mourn are blessed, then indeed they are blessed.
如果我们往这个方向去追求，想要让神在我们身上带出这些性情的话。这个对我们整个人生整个属灵的路是非常有福的一件事。
So if we pursue in this direction, it will be a blessing in our walk with the Lord.
不仅如此，马太在这边的语气里面呢，他基本上是觉得这些性情呢是进入天国的条件。
for Matthew here, he's trying to say that these are the criteria for us to, these characters are criteria for us to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
对，也就是说，你要进入天国的话，你要虚心。
To enter into the kingdom of heaven, you have to be poor in spirit.
啊，你要哀痛，你要清心，你就能够得着这个国度。
You have to mourn, you have to be pure in heart, then you can gain the kingdom.
好，所以这是我今天特别挑出来哀痛的人是有福的，我们今天一同来思想。
So I pick out this very blessed day that mourn to ponder upon this.
弟兄姊妹， 有些时候呢，我在主面前常常苦苦的思想。
Sometimes I kind of just ponder before the Lord.
我们每个人都有很多各式各样不同的情况。
We have many different circumstances.
有的时候我们开始觉得属灵的路走不动。
And sometimes we feel it is hard to go forward in the spiritual walk.
有的时候我们对一些属灵的观念、主的原则呢，那个心思都歪掉。
And sometimes our spiritual concept and our thought toward the Lord is already crooked.
有时候我们心中对神、对整个环境感觉苦毒，好像真的是被打趴在地上。
And sometimes we are bitter toward God, toward the circumstances.
所以很多时候我也是苦苦思想，说当我们在这些情形里面，到底要怎么样神能够把我们转过来呢？
So we ponder how the Lord can turn us around in such a circumstance.
对，不再停留在这样的一个情形里，能够继续的行走有力呢？
To not dwell in that condition and to walk with strength.
就是什么？哀痛是一条路。
Brothers and sisters, to mourn is a path, it's a way.
所以我试着有时候就开始注意到一些弟兄姊妹们，特别是传记里面这些弟兄姊妹他们属灵的转捩点。
So I started to pay attention to the spiritual turning point in all these brothers and sisters as I read biographies.
所以不久前我才跟出现弟兄姊妹交通了一下。
So I was sharing with brothers and sisters and.Who have just came to the Lord.
当我们在读基督徒的传记的时候，
So when we are reading biographies,
有些时候传记的确写了一些的背景。
Indeed, there are some background written.
然后这个弟兄或姊妹他去了什么地方传道。
And where this brother or sister went to preach in this place.
然后他发生了什么样奇妙的事情，然后祷告怎么蒙答应等等。
And what places that they went, how their prayers were answered.
但是我有时候特别又更多注意一些这位弟兄或姊妹在他属灵的那个路程当中哪些点是他那个被转变过来的点。
And I pay attention to their spiritual walk, which is the point, the turning point that they have turned around.
他怎么从一个不信成为信主的？
From unbelieving to believing.
他怎么从一个事情里面真实的把自己完全奉献给主。
And in what situation that they truly consecrate themselves to the Lord.
他在什么样的一个寻求过程当中主开了他眼睛有了一个清楚的属灵的看见。
And under what circumstances as they seek before the Lord that they can have spiritual sight.
他如何是经过黑暗然后主把他恢复过来。
And how they have walked through darkness and the Lord restored them.
所以弟兄姊妹神可以做这些恢复转变的工作。
Brothers and sistersGod can do this restoration and turning around.
保罗、彼得还有这些前面的弟兄们，他们跟我们其实是一样的。
Paul and Peter, they are the same as us.
他们也会经过黑暗。
They would walk through darkness.
他们也会经过苦难。
They would go through trials.
但是神在他们身上是有路可以走，可以转变他们的。
But the Lord has a way in them that the Lord can turn them around.
所以当中有一个我观察到的就是当一个人有一个哀痛的心的时候呢，神可以转变这个人。
There's something I observe in them that when they have a heart that mourns, the Lord can turn them around.
有时候哀痛对我来讲似乎不是一个今天发生一个事情，所以我很哀痛，然后认罪。
Mourning is not like something happened, and I confess my sins.
对，这是有的。
Indeed, there are such things.
但似乎对我来讲是一个人他里面的一个光景。就他碰到事情的时候，他该要哀痛的时候，他会有一个哀痛的反应。
But more so that within the person there's a condition that needed to, the person mourn about.
所以以前我们有交通过像倪弟兄，他不是 不顺服年长弟兄。
We have shared that one time Brother Nee was not submissive to an elderly brother.
对，他看的情况看得比年长弟兄看得更准确。
He was more accurate in looking at that matter than that elderly brother.
那每一次，但是每一次他找年长姊妹和寿龄姊妹去抱怨的时候。
But whenever he complained to the elderly sister,
对，那个姊妹总是不是问事情对不对，她总是告诉她，你就是要顺服年长。
And the sister didn't say, you know, whether the thing was right or wrong, but that you have to submit to the elderly brother.
所以抱怨到一个地步，有一次她受不了，再去见那个姊妹。
So the, all the complaints, so yeah, he couldn't stand, so he went to the sister.
当姊妹点出来说，你看看你现在什么样子。
When the sister pointed out to him, look at you.
你自己都能够想什么是十字架的路，是十字架的道理。
You can speak of, you know, the doctrine of the way of the cross.
你现在像不像是一个背十字架的人？
Do you look like one who's carrying the cross right now?
一点都不像。
No.
所以我们弟兄是一个有，里面是有哀痛的人。
So a brother is one who mourns.
他听到的时候呢，他马上里面亮了，他就在神面前悔改。
When he heard that, he was enlightened within, and he repented before the Lord.
所以我想我分享过，每个周六呢，跑到山上一个人在主面前悔改。
So every Saturday he went up to the mountain and confessed and repented before the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，那个悔改呢，实在是我们在一些情形里面的一个重要的转机。
So brothers and sisters, it's very critical that we that the repentance is very crucial there.
我的确盼望就是说，我希望弟兄姊妹不要这样想，就是说好像，啊，我信主了，我肯定是个悔改的人嘛。
Brothers and sisters, don't feel that you know once you believe in the Lord, oh, of course, you know I have repented.
但我希望我借着今天的交通，我们能够在主的光中更明亮的看见我们真实的光景。
But through the sharing, I hope that we can see more clearly the true condition before our Lord.
其实我们并不是一个太哀痛的人。
Realistically, see, we are not one who really mourns.
也造成我们在许多该悔改的情形里面，并没有察觉我们应该在主面前悔改。
So many times, you know, we need to repent, but we didn't realize that we need repentance.
好，我们看一下，一个时代的转变。好，我们翻到马拉基书。
Book of Malachi.
马拉基书是那个旧约圣经最后一卷。
The last book of the Old Testament.
这个大约写于在公元前400年左右。
About 400 BC.
对，我们看马拉基书的第一章的第二节。
Chapter 1, verse 2.
的前面一半。
The first part.
耶和华说：“我曾爱你们，你们却说你在何事上爱我们呢？”
I have loved you, said the Lord. Yet ye say, wherein hast thou loved us?
他意思是说，神对以色列百姓说：“我是爱你们的。”
So the Lord said to the Israelites, "I love you."
然后以色列人说：“你哪里有爱我们？”
But the Israelites said, "Where? When did you ever love us?"
啊，第一章的第六节的最后一句。
Of chapter 1, verse 6, the end of it. The last.
我既为主人，敬畏我的在哪里呢？你们却说我们在何事上藐视你的名呢？
And if I be a master, where is my fear, said the Lord of hosts unto you, O priest that despise my name?
神说我在找敬畏我的人。
The Lord says I'm looking for those who fear me.
神说我觉得我找不到。
I cannot find any.
然后这些人就说，没有啊，我们一点，我们哪有藐视你啊，我们都是敬畏你的。
But yet they say, you know, where have we despised thy name?
其实有些香，我再看一个就好。第三章的十三节。
Chapter 3, verse 13.
耶和华说，你们用话顶撞我，你们还说我们用什么话顶撞了你呢？
Your words have been stirred against me, said the Lord. Yet ye say, what have we spoken so much against thee?
哇，神说， 你们根本就在顶撞我。
You're against me, and then the Lord said that.
然后这些人说有吗
？But the people said, did we?
我们说了什么话？你觉得我们顶撞你了
？What have we spoken that you feel that we are against you?
弟兄姊妹，这个是旧约历史的末了，以色列人的一个情况。
That is the condition at the end of the Old Testament, the condition of the Israelites.
没有感觉。
They do not feel anything.
我想上次那个常念弟兄来这边讲到大麻风。
When Brother Chang shared about leprosy.
我们印象都很深刻，因为以前我只觉得大麻风是一个污秽、传染性很强的一种疾病。
And we all have a deep impression because previously we thought, you know, leprosy is just very contagious and it's 没关系，
就是肉会烂掉，
yeah.
肉会烂掉，啊，这个也很难翻。但是他特别提到一个这些的原因，整个根源的原因是因为大麻风造成整个神经系统没有感觉了。
But he brought out a point that leprosy causes the nervous system to not feel anything.
弟兄姊妹，没有感觉的人不会悔改。
When you do not feel anything, you will not repent.
你不觉得这有多大的犯罪？
You wouldn't feel that, oh, this is sin.
你也不觉得这边有得罪主吗？
You do not feel that, you know, did you sin against God?
对，没有感觉，这不是一个哀痛的人的一个特点。
This is not one who is mourning.
经过了400年神的沉默以后。
So after 400 years of silence,
所以弟兄姊妹，你可以想象一下，当以色列人在那个情形那么没有感觉。
So brothers and sisters, imagine the Israelites; they do not have any feeling at that point.
神觉得他无话可说了。
The Lord has nothing to speak to them.
然后经过了400年，在这种麻痹的光景。
So in a kind of a 400 years of numbness.
然后那个圣殿的光景非常的荒凉了。
So it's the temple. Is that desolated?
然后这些以色列的儿女们呢，大部分都已经变成遵守律法跟宗教的光景。
So the Israelites are following the law and in religion.
所以在这种情况底下，还有盼望吗？要怎么恢复呢
？So is there still hope in such a condition? How is it going to be restored?
所以当来到马太福音施洗约翰的时候，第三章第一节。
So when we arrive at Matthew chapter 3, John the Baptist.
然后马太福音三章第一节。
Chapter 3 verse 1.
那时有施洗的约翰出来，在犹太的旷野传道说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”
And those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
到了第四章的十七节。
Chapter 4 verse 17.
从那时候，耶稣就传起道来说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”
From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
所以弟兄姊妹，神怎么做呢
？So what did the Lord do?
在这个那么沉寂、那么麻痹的一个情形底下，神要怎么做呢
？What does the Lord do in such a condition of numbness?
他要怎么样为他的子民们有一条路能够开出来呢
？How can he have a way out for his people.
所以约翰施洗约翰我们主耶稣自己
So John the Baptist and our Lord himself
在那边一开头他就呼喊说天国近了你们应当悔改
That the kingdom of heaven is at hand, repent.
你要把整个情况翻转过来你必须要悔改
To be able to turn around, to flip over, you have to repent.
你这个人要悔改你整个神的儿女要悔改。
Individually and the entire people of God has to repent.
借着如此呢，神才能够把整个时代能够恢复转变过来。
It is only then that the Lord can restore the entire generation.
所以弟兄姊妹，在我们每个人个人上，岂不是也是如此吗
？Isn't it the same way and individually on us?
在我们抵挡主、不认识主、不信他的时候
，When we're against him, when we do not believe in him,
我这个人要怎么样被翻转过来，能够开始走天路呢
？How can I be turned around and start walking this heavenly way?
我们要从认罪悔改 做那个起头。
We have to confess our sins and to repent. That is the start.
当我们一悔改认罪的时候呢，我们就发现神就可以在我们身上做那个奇妙的工作。
And when we repent and confess our sin, we realize that God can work an amazing thing in us.
不仅是我们罪蒙赦免。
Not only our sins of being forgiven.
而且有一个巨大的改变，那个新造的生命呢，已经放在我们里面。
That's a great change because that new life has been put in us.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们当这个施洗约翰跟我们主在那边呼喊的时候。
So when John the Baptist and our Lord is calling, is crying out.
他要神，他呼叫神的儿女，要为罪、为义、为审判，心中能够责备自己。
He's calling for the people, the children of God, to repent that, to be convicted of the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment.
只要有人悔改，那个时代就有盼望。
As long as the people were willing to repent, then there's hope for that generation.
只要有人悔改，那个神的旨意、神的路呢，就重新有一个开头的起点，能够继续的往前了。
And when there's one who is willing to repent, then the will of God can move forward.
所以很多时候我们不仅我们个人，也在团体身上。
Not only individually, but also corporately.
一个恢复被扭转的开始，常常是从悔改开始的。
That repent, the restoration, that turning is oftentimes starts with repentance.
所以我最近也跟弟兄姊妹读到这个约翰一书。
I've read with brothers and sisters First John.
约翰一书的第一章第二节，对不起，约翰一书第二章的第一节。
First John chapter 2 verse 1.
约翰一书第二章第一节，我小子们啊，我将这些话写给你们，是要叫你们不犯罪。若有人犯罪，在父那里我们有一位中保，就是那义者耶稣基督。
My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not, that if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous.
第一章的部分我就不念了。
I won't read the first chapter.
第一章部分其实我们以前都很熟，然后我请弟兄姊妹背圣经都要背第一章那边的部分。
We are very familiar and I have brothers and sisters memorize some the verses from there.
也就是说要行在光中。
That to walk in the light.
要认自己的罪。
To confess your sins.
你一个弟兄姊妹只要一犯罪来到神面前认罪呢，他就完全赦免。
And when you sin, you come before the Lord to confess and he forgives us.
他的宝血永远有功效。
And his, we can appropriate his blood.
我们只要一认我们的罪，在神面前悔改的话，神就既往不咎，完全洗净了。
And when we confess our sin, the Lord forgives us, and He will forget about that.
这是以前我非常非常注重的。
And emphasize on that.
也就是说，我们在基督徒成长的过程当中，一定要保守我们良心没有亏欠，良心的清洁。
As we walk in the Lord, we have to guard that clear consciousness before the Lord.
不管犯了多少的罪，不管犯了多少重复的罪，都不好意思见主，还是主的宝血还是有功效。
No matter how much we have sinned against the Lord or repeatedly sinned against the Lord, we have to remember to come to the Lord to appropriate His blood.
然后这个根基一定要维持。
We have to maintain this foundation.
对，以前我就是，这的确是非常重要。我以前也是常常在每隔一段时间就提醒弟兄姊妹。
And this is very important, so I try to remind brothers and sisters.
绝对不要受撒旦的控告。
Do not be accused by Satan.
然后这一次当我读的。在读的时候
So as I read again this time
当我继续读到第二章
And I read chapter 2
他说我写这些话呢是要叫你们不要犯罪
He said that I write all these things that ye sin not
前面讲的这些根基呢没有错我们良心洁净了神接纳
Indeed, we have a clear conscience and the Lord accepts us
但是在约翰的心里面，他说这件事情的下一个有一个目的呢，是叫我们可以不犯罪。
But this thing has a purpose that we will sin not against him.
所以其实我想年长弟兄也这样交通啊，他觉得约翰呢，把真理，把一些恢复的路呢，用比较 简单的方式让我们能够去实行，能够去理解。
John has used very simple words to show to us on this restoration way.
因为保罗如果来的话，他就写的不太一样。
So Paul will write it very differently.
对，保罗一来的话，他可能这句怎么不够吧？这是什么叫不犯罪？这句一句话不够。
This is not enough to just say sin not.
对，一定要先算我们与基督同死。
Now that we have died with Christ.
然后要与主同钉十字架。
That we have to be nailed to the cross with Him.
然后要不受律法的辖制。
And to not be bound by the law.
然后随从圣灵。
And to follow the Spirit.
等等等等，然后我们就脱离了罪。
Et cetera, et cetera, then we will be free of sin.
没有，这保罗这些都是详细的路，没有，这些都是对的。
Those are right and very specific.
但是约翰在这边给我一个印象，就是说，当我们愿意在神面前悔改的话，神能够开头在我们身上做一个恢复的工作。
But John gives us the impression that when we're willing to repent, then the Lord can do a work of restoration in us.
也就是说，悔改能够不仅是罪蒙赦免。
When repentance not only brought about your sins being forgiven.
它到了后面，它可以产生一个果效。叫我们能够脱离罪，不犯罪。
And at the very end, you know, it can cause us to not sin.
所以我的意思是说，这个悔改它带出来的果效，超出我们所，就是我过去所理解的。
The effectiveness brought about by repentance is far more than I have understood.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们每周都在这里擘饼。
Brothers and sisters, we break bread every week.
擘饼除了但主要是在这里纪念主，等候他的再来。
Very importantly, we remember the Lord and wait for His return.
但是每一次当我们看见主的血跟他的肉分开的时候，跟他身体分开的时候
，every time when we see His blood is divided from His body,
我们就应该不要做一个像大麻风一样没有感觉的人。
We should not be one who is of leprosy that we do not have feel anything.
因为保罗劝勉我们要在饼杯之前省察自己。
Because Paul encourages us that we have to examine ourselves at the breaking of the bread.
好叫我们里面的这个光景呢，是配得过能够领用这个饼和杯。
There are conditions within that we can match to receive the bread and the cup.
省察自己就是叫我们能够在主面前悔改认罪。
That to examine ourselves means to confess ourselves our sins before the Lord to repent.
把过去一个礼拜我们得罪主的地方都在这边了结。
That we conclude what has we have done the past week before the Lord.
所以在当中，我们聚集的时候，我们应该在主面前有一个痛忧，一个哀痛的心。
So when we come and gather before the Lord, we ought to have this heart of mourning.
然后就在顶杯之前的时候，我们这个人就被恢复了。
That at the breaking of the bread, that we are being restored.
所以弟兄姊妹，感谢主设立这个饼和杯，当中有一个意义呢，叫我们经过悔改，能够再次被恢复过来。
So brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord for preparing this the bread and the cup that at that point, we can repent and come back to be restored before the Lord.
好，所以我再试着再强调一下，我们是否真的是一个哀痛的人。
I want to emphasize, are we one who mourns?
所以弟兄姊妹，我们没有错，我们信主的时候，我们整个大麻风得洁净。
Yes, indeed, when we believe in the Lord, then our leprosy has been cleansed.
在这个地位上面，我们已经被主洁净。
And in our position, yes, indeed, we have been cleansed by the Lord.
但是我们这个老的这个生命呢，其实还在我们里面。
But our life is still in us.
那个大麻风的症状呢，随着这个老的生命还在我们的身上。
The symptoms of that leprosy is still in that old life.
所以许多时候，我的的确确觉得里面的感觉实在是非常的微弱。
So indeed, many times I feel very weak within.
在那个微弱的情形底下，那好像就活在一个黑暗的光景。 看不见自己的
情况。In that weakness, it's as if living in darkness and you cannot see your true condition.
所以弟兄姊妹，之前我借着年长弟兄的负担呢，讲到我们要恢复那个生命的感觉，这个仍然是重要的。
So through the burden of our elderly brother, I've shared with you to recover that sense of life. That is very important.
因为这个生命的感觉有时候觉得好像哇，好像是一个很滋润，这个活水进来以后把我这枯干的情形，好像生命滋润给我，滋润在我的里面了。
It's like that fresh, that living water is refreshing in my life.
但其实生命的感觉就带着这个哀痛的心。
But indeed, that sense of life brought along with it this heart of mourning.
有的时候，我现在可能想到了一些假设的例子了。
So some examples.
有的时候，有的弟兄姊妹不愿意赦免人。
Some brothers and sisters are unwilling to forgive others.
这个弟兄或这个姊妹他得罪我了。我实在看不惯。
So this brother or this sister sinned against me, I just cannot stand.
他这个习惯，他这个说话，凭什么？等等的这些思想，我觉得我没有办法赦免这个人。
This habit or this the way of speaking, and I just can't forgive this person.
当一个人这样想的时候呢，你发现他里面已经失去了那个哀痛的感觉。
When a person say, think about it this way, then within the person lost that feeling of mourning.
对，马太福音有一个主耶稣有一个比喻。
So the Lord has a parable in Matthew.
主赦免了我这个人，好像我就是我欠了主一千万，欠了主人一千万，但是主人赦免了。
So it's like when I sin against my master, it's like I owed him a hundred.
很多钱
yeah, a lot of money.
但是当我别人欠我十两的时候呢，我就掐住他脖子不放了。
So when someone owes me only a little bit, I just can't want to strangle him.
这主明明讲的。
So the Lord spoke very, spoke to us.
什么叫做没有哀痛的感觉啊？
He spoke very clearly. What does it mean to not have that sense of mourning?
我就是不要赦免。
I just don't want to forgive.
我不想赦免。
I do not want to forgive.
这个人太糟糕，得罪我，我就是不要赦免他。
This person is just too much. I just, he sinned against me. I'm not going to forgive him.
什么叫做有哀痛的感觉？
What does it mean to have that sense of mourning?
里面开始感觉，我怎么是这样一个情况呢？
To feel within, why my condition, in such a way?
主明明说他赦免我。千万斤。
The Lord has forgiven me so much.
我怎么就像那个抓着人家脖子不放的那个人一模一样呢？
Why do I seem that I'm just like that person, holding on and not willing to let go?
没有错，我觉得我现在好像很难去原谅这个人。
Indeed, it seemed very difficult for me to forgive this person.
但主啊，我知道这个是不对的。
But Lord, I know this is not right.
这是一个哀痛的感觉，我知道我不对的。
This is a sense of mourning. I know that I'm in the wrong.
我不应该这样子的。
I shouldn't be this way.
我也不应该这样想。
I shouldn't think about it this way.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候，但这是年长弟兄的一个词汇了。我们如果不好，这就会被淘汰。
A phrase used by our brother that If we do not really pursue diligently, then we will be eliminated.
会被淘汰。所以今天我就觉得我一定是那个被淘汰。
So today I feel that I'm the one who will be eliminated.
就感觉里面就像自暴自弃。
Then I just feel hopeless, I just.
对。你们都去，但我是不可能的。
Well, you guys go ahead. It's impossible for me.
弟兄姊妹，那个哀痛的感觉失去了。
And you lose that sense of mourning.
为什么
？Why？
一个有哀痛的感觉的，他会里面会这样想。
One who have a sense of mourning, you will think in such a way.
主故意要我这个人被淘汰吗
？Do the Lord on purpose wants me to be eliminated?
我今天 没有好好追求。
Today I didn't pursue.
我感觉是我亏欠了主。
I feel it's I owe the Lord.
不是因为年长弟兄讲淘汰这个词，然后让我自己也压力很大。
It's not because I'm pressure within, you know, because the brother has said that, you know, you'll be eliminated.
No. 我们主希望每个人都跟随他，能够进到他荣耀里面。
No, our Lord wants us to all follow him and enter into his glory.
这我们里面自己知道的。
We know in within us.
神没有要丢弃任何一个人。
The Lord is not set to forsake anyone.
那今天我为什么这样想呢？
But why do I think about it this way?
我怎么会有这种想法？我就没办法，我自暴自弃。
Why do I have such a thought and I can't help it and I'm hopeless?
弟兄姊妹，我里面有一个忧伤的感觉的话，我主啊，我现在的确我承认我不是那么追求你。
And brothers and sisters, if we have that sense of mourning, we will admit before the Lord, indeed, Lord, I do not have that heart to pursue at this time.
但我知道这是我的亏欠。
But I know this is my I owe it to you.
我没什么好怪别人的。
I cannot blame anybody else.
这是我亏欠你。
I owe you, Lord.
我的确，我今天我可能像要你的心不是那么强。
Indeed, maybe I do not have a strong desire, a strong heart to want you.
但是我知道你没有。没有意思，希望我越来越下去，你没有这个意思的。
It is not in your will that I would continue to go down that road.
对，是我这边出了问题了。
The problem lies with me.
主啊，求你恢复我。
Then Lord, you restore me.
弟兄姊妹，一个哀痛的感觉，一个态度呢，不一样。
Brothers and sisters, it's different when you have that sense of mourning.
对，有时候我们好像一个小 baby 一样。
Sometimes we're like a little baby.
别人一定要来关心我。
Others have to care about me.
我就是一个只能够被人关心的人。
I have to be one that, you know, only people can care about me.
没办法，我天生就是这样，我基因就是这样。
naturally, I'm like Daniel, it's my genes.
我要永远做个小 baby.
I want to be a baby forever.
在神的家里面，大家都来爱我。
And everybody loves me in the house of God.
弟兄姊妹，当一个人这样想的时候，表示这个人里面欠缺了哀痛的感觉。
Brothers and sisters, when one thinks in such a way, then the person likes that sense of mourning.
当一个人里面有哀痛的话，他会想说：难道为什么？他会想说：为什么我在这样一个态度耍赖的态度呢
？If the person has a sense of Morning, then you feel how can I have such an attitude?
明明主叫我们进入丰盛的生命嘛。
The Lord wants us to enter, call us to enter into abundant life.
他叫我成长，在主里面能够更多成熟长大。
To grow and mature in the Lord.
为什么我把这个主的这个心思都把它丢到旁边呢？
Why do I throw away this mind of the Lord?
然后我只活在我自己这个里面，好像是一个小 baby 这个自我的里面呢。
And I only live in this, you know, the baby's thinking that this me.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们有一个哀痛的感觉的话，我们知道说，主啊，我这里面出了问题了。
That if we have that sense of mourning, we realize that, you know, there is something that,going wrong within us.
不是别人的问题。
The problem doesn't lie with others.
我自己出了问题了。
I'm the problem.
主啊，你要救我。
There's a problem in me, and Lord, save me.
我愿意在你面前悔改，知道我这样想，过去这样想是不对的。
Then Lord, I'm willing to repent before you that what I, you know, my past thoughts are wrong.
但是求你救我。
But Lord, save me.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们一定要从大麻风没有感觉的情况里面，要。被拯救出来。
So brothers and sisters, we have to be delivered from this condition of leprosy, of numbness.
一个失去哀痛的心的人，真的是神都没有办法扭转这个人。
If you lose that sense of mourning, God cannot turn you around.
但如果有一个痛悔、想要悔改的一个态度的话，神就在我们身上开始有路了。
If you have a contrite heart and you want to repent, then the Lord has a way in you.
他可能不是一下子就把我们通通变得更好，完全变得更好。
Maybe you cannot be changed to good all at once.
但是有一个神可以开始切入一件事情，我这个人开始在神面前可以开始变。
But there is an entry point that the Lord can come and work in it, and we can be changed.
所以弟兄姊妹，悔改实在是很多时候神恢复我们的一个起点，一个转折点。
So the repentance is a starting point that the Lord can restore us.
前一天读到以赛亚书五十七章十五节。
Isaiah 57:15.
以赛亚书五十七章十五节。
Isaiah 57:15.
因为那至高至上，永远长存。名为圣者的如此说，我住在至高至圣的所在，也与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居，要使谦卑的人苏醒，灵苏醒，也使痛悔的人的心苏醒。
For thus says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him who has a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones.
然后读的时候我觉得很稀奇，因为他这边一直强调耶和华神是在那个至高至上至圣的那边住的。
That it emphasized that the Lord is dwelling in that high and holy place.
就是反正很高很高就是了。
Very high.
但是呢他特别提到说跟心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居同住。
But yet he says that he would be also dwell with those who have a contrite and humble spirit.
所以刚刚那首诗歌我想唱的没有错。
There was the hymn that was sang.
一个来到主面前脚前有一个忧伤痛悔的心的人，他是其实被提到高处。
That when a person comes with a contrite heart, then indeed he's been lifted up to high places.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们有的时候就在我们平常的日子里面，感觉自己好像一直在追求主。
Yeah, in our daily lives, as if we are pursuing the Lord.
但是盼望主开我们的眼睛。有的时候我们真的经过一段时间，真的没什么改变。
And indeed, we hope that the Lord will open up our eyes, because sometimes we go through a period of time that we don't see any change in us.
更严重的是，就像上次讲的那个随流失去。
And more seriously, you know, we're drifted away.
所以主啊，所以求我们求主，让我们在这些情形里面不会麻木下去。
That we ask the Lord that we will not be, you know, just remain numb in such a condition.
当我们向神面前忧伤痛悔的时候，你发现那位至高至大的神就与你同在。
That we come to Him with a contrite and humble spirit, that the High and Holy One will be dwelling with us.
在那个金牛犊的事情，在出埃及记，在西乃山有一个金牛犊的事。
So during the Exodus on Mount.Near Mount Sinai, there was the golden calf situation.
那个出埃及记三十二
Chapter 32.
出埃及记三十二章
Exodus chapter 32.
摩西在西乃山上四十昼夜，然后神颁布了律法。
When Moses was up on Mount Sinai for 40 days and night, and the Lord gave him the law, the commandments.
待在山上的时间太久了，这些神的儿女们就搞不清楚状况。
And when he was up there for very long, then the people of God didn't know what to do.
竟然呢，就在山下呢，造出了一只金牛犊。
So they made the golden calf.
把这个偶像当作神来拜。
And they worship this idol as their god.
然后当摩西下山的时候呢，然后就有了一个审判。
So there was a judgment when Moses came down.
在神经带他们出埃及，经过红海，行了许多的大神迹，带到了西乃山。
So out of Egypt through the Red Sea and in the wilderness, then they arrived at Mount Sinai.
他们竟然没有任何的感觉，还把偶像拿出来拜。
And yet they do not feel anything, and they brought up the idol and worship it.
当摩西下山时候，指出他们这个错误来的时候
，When Moses came down and pointed their wrong to them,
有多少以色列人在神面前悔改呢
？How many Israelites repented before the Lord?
我们看到只有利未支派的人愿意站在耶和华的这边。
We see only the Levites were willing to stand on the Lord's side.
所以那天是一个悲剧。
It was a tragedy.
结果，只有这些愿意悔改的人，利未支派才有资格以后做祭司来侍奉神。
So only the Levites who have repented before the Lord, they were able to serve as priests before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，一个没有痛悔的心的人，神不能用。
One who has not a contrite heart, the Lord cannot use you.
你没有办法服侍神，没有办法服侍弟兄姊妹。
You cannot serve the Lord, you cannot serve brothers and sisters.
然后到了三十二章的三十二节的时候，三十节的时候。
Chapter 32, verse 30.
到了第二天，摩西对百姓说：“你们犯了大罪，我如今要上耶和华那里去。”或者可以为你们赎罪。
And it came to pass on the morrow that Moses said unto the people, "Ye have seen a great sin, and now I will go up unto the Lord. Peradventure I shall make atonement for your sin."
三十二节。
32.
倘若你肯赦免他们的罪，不然求你从你所写的册上涂抹我的名。
Yet now if thou wilt forgive their sin, and if not blot me, I pray thee out of thy book which thou hast written.
所以弟兄姊妹，整件事情摩西。根本就没有犯罪。
So throughout the whole thing, Moses had not sinned.
但是摩西因着他代表以色列整个百姓的缘故呢，他来到神面前，他要痛悔来认罪。
But because he represented the people of Israel, so he came and confessed the sin before the Lord.
所以摩西是个哀痛的人。
Moses is one who mourned.
他对整件事情里面感受是最深的。
He felt the deepest in this matter.
他来到神的面前，他觉得这件事情亏欠神，亏欠太大了。
He felt that this thing owed the Lord too much, too great.
当其他百姓子民大部分都没有感觉的时候
，When the people do not feel anything.
对，这边有一个神的仆人，他要来到神的面前，为整个百姓来认罪。
But as a servant of God, they're coming before the Lord to confess the sin.
他甚至说：“主啊，如果你能够赦免他们的话。”你可以把我的名字从这个册上完全涂去。
And he told the Lord, if you will forgive them, then you can even blot out my name from your book.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要有这些在神面前愿意悔改、忧伤、痛悔的人。
So brothers and sisters, we need ones who are willing to mourn before the Lord, to repent before the Lord.
在威尔斯大复兴之前
，Before the Welsh Revival，
那位 Evan Roberts 那位弟兄
，Evan Roberts, our brother。
当他看见整个教会全部都是宗教的形式，根本就是没有什么属灵的生命的时候
，When he saw it was all religion and formality and no more spiritual life in the church，
他每次聚会就坐在最后一排
，Whenever he gathered， he would sit at the very last row，
为整个神的百姓他的光景祷告
，To pray for the condition of the people of God，
祷告十年
，He prayed for 10 years，
他愿意爱主。
He's willing to love the Lord.
整个情况不是他造成的。
He didn't cause this condition.
但因为他是一个哀痛的人。
But he is one who mourns.
他可以感觉神心中的哀痛。
He could feel the mourning in God's heart.
所以他在那边祷告了十年。
So he prayed for 10 years.
所以神可以用这样的人。
So God can use such a person.
一个在神面前愿意悔改的人，神能够用。
One who is willing to repent before the Lord can use him.
当彼得三次不认主。
When Peter denied the Lord 3 times.
当主回头看他的时候。
When the Lord looked back at him.
他出去痛哭。
And he went out and cried and wept.
他跌得太深了，他否认主三次。
He fell deeply to be denying the Lord 3 times.
发咒否认主。
He cursed and denied him.
这样的人能够恢复吗
？Can such a person be restored?
这样人早就被打扁。我这一辈子不能够服侍主了。
Then surely this person can no longer serve the Lord.
发咒起誓不认主。
He cursed and denied the Lord.
但主让这个人在他面前悔改。
But the Lord causes this person to be able to repent before him.
他有一个忧伤痛悔的心，我过去是我的是我的软弱。
He's one who mourned for his sin and he has a contrite heart and he knew his weakness.
借着悔改神恢复这个人。
And through repentance the Lord restored him.
成为神手中能够用的器皿。
And a vessel that the Lord can use.
所以以前我们提过摩尔维亚大复兴。
We mentioned the Moravian revival.
有时候我们有的人，我们有的时候很羡慕，哎呀，那个复兴真的是非常的荣耀。
Oh, how we, you know, look at it, how glorious, you know, this revival is.
真是难以想象弟兄姊妹们愿意摆上代价，一天24小时这样接力的去祷告。
It's unimaginable that brothers and sisters to pray 24 hours and non-stop.
难以想象有的人愿意把自己卖为奴隶，只为了在奴隶当中传福音。
And want to sell themselves as slaves to be able to preach the gospel among the slaves.
但请不要忘记。
But do not forget.
在这个复兴开始的时候。
At the beginning of this revival.
或者说开始之前呢，这些弟兄姊妹们许多的冲突。
And before this revival, there was so much problem going between the brothers and sisters.
看法不同，意见不同，彼此看不顺眼。
They cannot stand each other. They have different viewpoints.
直到那段时间，那天那段时间，他们彼此认罪。
Until that point in time, that day, that they confess themselves before the sins against each other.
是，也许我对真理的这个方面看法，可能我觉得还是比较准确。
Maybe I'm more accurate in this at looking at the truth.
但是我的态度，我这个看不起你，我是。这个排斥你的讲法，不接受你，这个光景是不对的。
But my attitude, I mean, despising you, this condition is wrong.
所以当整批弟兄姊妹在那边一同在神面前忧伤悔改认罪的时候
，But when all the group of brothers and sisters they mourn before the Lord and they confess their sins,
神就能够使用这批弟兄姊妹。叫神的荣耀，叫神的主权在他们当中能够彰显。
But the Lord can use this group of brothers and sisters that His glory be manifested, that His sovereignty can reign.
直到我们今天这个末后的时代。
Until this today, the end time.
到了，当然也是到了这个，从约翰的角度来看，是到了第一世纪的末了。
From the point of John, it's at the end of the first century.
那个时候教会也是在神的儿女也是在一些的危机当中
and it was in the children of God in a crisis
各式各样的问题
there are many problems
然后许多的这个异端
there are heresies
然后很多这个主的真理这个生命的这个路呢好像慢慢遗失了
and the truth and the life has been lost
然后神借着约翰写了七封书信给神的儿女们。
And through John, the Lord wrote out seven letters to the children of God.
弟兄姊妹也是写给我们的。
These letters are written to us too.
里面有一件事情就是我今天讲的，就是呼叫神的儿女来到神面前悔改。
In it, there is something that I shared today to call to the children of God to repent.
启示录第二章第五节
Chapter 2 verse 5
启示录第二章第五节所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的并要悔改行起初所行的事
Remember therefore from whence thou hast fallen and repent and do the first works
二章十六节
Chapter 2 verse 16
所以你当悔改若不悔改，我就快临到你那里。
Repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly.
二十一节。
21.
我曾给他悔改的机会，他却不肯悔改他的淫行。
And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not.
第三章第
Chapter 3.
三节后面。
Verse 3, the end of it.
并要悔改。若不警醒，我必临到你那里，如同贼一样。
Repent, if thou therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief.
到了最后老底家的时候，十九节，三章十九。
Chapter 3 verse 19.
凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他，所以你要发热心，也要悔改。
As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore and repent.
所以我弟兄姊妹，其实我最近交通的都是非常基本的真理。
Brothers and sisters, I share with you very basic truth.
但是我们真的是一个哀痛的人吗？
Are we truly one who mourns?
我们是否能够为着自己的光景，为着我家的光景，为着神家的光景，能够在神面前忧伤痛悔呢？
Are we able to mourn and to have a contrite heart before the Lord for our own condition, the condition of our household and the household of God?
当神在呼叫得胜者的时候，
And when the Lord calls for overcomers,
它里面有一个很关键，就是悔改。
There's one very crucial point, is to repent.
这些弟兄们能够胜过这些仇敌。
These brothers can overcome.The adversary.
是因为羔羊的血。
It's because of the blood of the lamb.
什么叫做羔羊的血？
What is the blood of the lamb?
是因为这批弟兄们，他们在神面前悔改，使用羔羊的血得着赦免，大量的使用羔羊的血，所以他们这是他们得胜者的根基。
Because these brothers, they have appropriated the blood of the lamb. That is the foundation of the overcoming.
所以弟兄姊妹，我心中。非常深刻的盼望。
So as I truly hope,
神能够在我们每一个弟兄姊妹身上开一条出路。
That in every one of us to have a way.
不管我们现在多低沉、多自暴自弃、多么麻木。
How hopeless and downcast and numb we are right now.
一个哀痛的人，一个愿意在神面前悔改的人，神就在他身上能够开一条出路的。
That when we are ones who mourn and repent, then the Lord can open up a way in us.
我们就能够继续的往前走。
Then we can continue to go forward.
但是我们一定要回到神的面前。
That we return to the Lord.
好好的打开我们自己思想我们的光景。
And to open ourselves to ponder our condition.
当我们有任何得罪主的地方，主啊，让我们做一个哀痛的人。
That in anywhere that we sin against God, that we will be one who is mournful.
我们有点祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，因为你总是乐意给我们回头的亮光。
Lord Jesus, we thank you because you give us the light to be able to return.
我们承认我们真的不太认识自己。
Lord, we admit that we do not know ourselves.
在一个麻木的光景里面，我们不太有知觉。
That we do not feel anything in a condition of numbness.
主啊，但是求你施怜悯。
But Lord, be merciful.
在我们心中呼叫我们。
Lord, call to us in our hearts.
天国近了，我们这些人应当要悔改。
That repents for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
要得胜的，要悔改。
To be able to repent to be overcome.
要能够进天国，我们愿意做一个哀痛的人。
That to be able to enter into the kingdom of heaven, we will be one to mourn.
主啊，保守我们的脚步，主啊，能够继续的力上加力来跟随你。
Lord, guard our footsteps, that strength unto strength, we can be able to follow you.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
This is praying in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.